Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with John Nolan, Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Marketing Officer of the United States Postal Service. Joining me in our conversation is another PwC partner, Nancy Stacy.
John, we've heard a great deal in the news lately about the $6.3 billion alliance between the Postal Service and FedEx. Can you tell me more about this?
No, it's top secret. Actually, what this is, it's a two-part agreement, really, and it's a business alliance or business partnership that we've created here. The first part is a transportation contract where they're transporting express mail, priority mail, and some first-class mail for us on both a night and day network, just as we have contracted with other airlines in the past, except they just happen to be one of the largest airlines in the world and have a network that's very beneficial for us and for our customers. The other is a retail agreement where we are agreeing to enable them to put their collection boxes in front of our post offices so that areas that we can't hit with the services that our customers want, FedEx might be an answer to their shipping needs, and so it becomes more convenient for customers. And it's something that FedEx wanted because it's a whole lot easier to explain to people where your boxes are if you say, go to the post office. So we're enthusiastic about the partnership. We think it's good for our customers, for the industry as a whole. I think it's a win-win.
Seems like it's one of the biggest strategic moves ever for the Postal Service.
Yes and no. No in the sense that we've done transportation contracts all over the place and other kinds of deals. I mean, you can mail things through mailbox, et cetera, now. So we've done a business partnership with them. You can buy stamps in grocery stores. But so that's the no part. But the yes part is, who would have thunk it? I mean, who would have thought that the Postal Service would actually be partnering with one of its competitors? And I think what's that, co-opetition or something like that is used. So we're going to compete like crazy in certain spaces where we do compete. Some areas we just don't overlap at all. But I think it does signal for people in this country that this is a postal service that's going to do whatever it takes to make sure that we are effective for our customers and are there for them with solid services that are very affordable.
Is it a sign that there'll be more new and different ways of doing things in the future?
I would certainly think so.
What's been the reaction of the various stakeholders?
By and large, positive. I mean, some of the initial questions dealt with antitrust issues. Is there a problem here? And we feel strongly that there isn't. And some initial indications are that that there seems to be no problems. But some people are concerned about that. Obviously, some of our competitors are curious and concerned about it. You had some of the airlines that were hauling or are hauling our mail that will phase out certainly aren't thrilled to death with it. But by and large, from our customers, from the analysts in the industry, I think it's by and large seen as a very shrewd maneuver.
How about with the postal employees?
Well, actually, it doesn't negatively impact the postal employees at all. It makes us more competitive, we feel. No postal employees are losing jobs because it's a transportation agreement and putting retail boxes in front of our facilities for which we're being paid. So we think it makes us more competitive, which should help us sell more product and help pay for the retail structure that we have out there with some additional revenues. So our employees have been very positive about it. Surprised because we haven't done this with a competitor in the past. But again, our people are very sophisticated when it comes to these kind of things. And I think that they, just like any other analysts, analyzed the thing and saw that it was a good deal.
Besides alliances, does USPS plan to use any other new mechanisms for doing business? I'm thinking of things like joint ventures, teaming approaches.
Yeah, well, we are actually already are, interestingly enough. Again, with our e-bill pay service, we partnered with CheckFree, which is a top company in the bill payment area. On NetPost Certified, we've set up a partnership with our business arrangement partnership with AT&T and IBM. There's a company called Imagitas, which handles our moving guides that we have in post offices, for which we were recognized by former Vice President Gore in efficiency in government. So we've begun to do some partnering. Do I think that the phrase "you ain't seen nothing yet" may apply? Yeah, I think so. I think that there will be more things that we're going to do, more interesting relationships, whether it's with ISPs, internet providers, whether it's with other companies that can bring something to the table and we can add something. I think we'll look to do a lot more innovative things to make sure that our products and services are everything they can be.
What about taking an equity position with some of your teammates?
Well, it's something that we're looking at, certainly. It's not without controversy, as they say, to some people. We think it's any business would reasonably look at that and look to determine whether that would be a beneficial way of ensuring financial viability in the future. And so I think we, acting as a business, as we're supposed to do by our law that formed us in 1970, need to look at all opportunities and try and determine what's appropriate given our statutes. And I think that there are some things that are clear that we can do, some things that are clear that we can't do, and some things in the middle that we have to sit down and evaluate. But certainly looking to make sure that our investments in services and products give us the best possible return would make you want to look at the financial alternatives that exist.
There's been talk of postal reform by the Board of Governors, by the Postal Service Board of Governors and the Postmaster General. What do they hope to accomplish with postal reform, and what do they mean?
Well, our hands are tied. One of our competitors complains that they don't have a level playing field. And every time I talk, I say, anytime you want to trade playing fields, I'm happy to do it, believe me. The rub is we don't pay parking tickets. We don't park illegally. And we don't pay taxes. We don't make money. I'll be glad. You want me to pay taxes? Fine. Give me a chance to make some money. The big thing for us, frankly, is that you've got a company here that doesn't control its 76% of its costs, its wages. It's set by an outside arbitrator. We don't control our pricing. We're limited into what products we can offer, and we can't make investments. If someone said, Paul, I've got this great opportunity for you. You're going to be CEO of this company, and there's only a few things that we're not going to let you do. Would you jump at a chance to run this company? And I think the answer to that would be no. We need these freedoms to be able to operate in the future, we believe. Business is challenging. It has nothing to do with whether mail is relevant or irrelevant, because mail is relevant. But the Postal Service sparked a whole explosion in the mailing industry in the 70s and 80s because we freed up the industry to do things. In some ways, we're beginning to be a roadblock. We think with this value of mail that still exists that the industry can explode more, but we need to be freer to offer our customers greater opportunities.
And yet a tremendous amount of creativity has already been demonstrated through the alliances that you just described. So I'm wondering...
It's not enough. It starts to go a little way, but it's not enough to... Again, when you don't control your prices, it's very difficult, or your costs to a large extent.
What are the most critical freedoms that you need?
Well, again, it's... we have a tremendous customer in the priority mail area, and our prices are set and are fixed, and so we can't negotiate those prices, and so it enables a competitor to go in there and undercut us anytime they want to. If they happen to have space on a plane and want to fill it up, let's see which customers out there the Postal Service has, and we'll just go with marginal costing, and bingo, we're toast. I think pricing is a big thing. I think that offering new products, again, there's a lot of people that have questioned, why are you into these things, the internet, et cetera. And yet when other companies do it, it says, boy, that makes a lot of sense. Well, there's no difference there. And from an investment standpoint, again, when you're going to work very closely with a company, the opportunity to make investments so that you grow two ways certainly makes a lot of sense.
We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with John Nolan of the United States Postal Service.